It's time for Sound Mind with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor. For more information about Daniel Pryor and his services, visit BibleBasedCounselor.com. Daniel has offices in Kirkland and Edmonds. And now your host, Daniel Pryor.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, it is another edition of the Sound Mind broadcast with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor. Hi there, Daniel.
Hello, Mark.
Good to see you once again.
Yeah.
Hey, you are called the Bible-based counselor and the life coach, and boy, you've been on KCIS a number of years now with your practice, and you get a lot of response, I guess, from listeners.
Yeah, this is the only, I don't do a lot of ads in the paper or elsewhere, so it's just the radio here, and that's the way I like it. I like the Christian, it's Bible-based counselor. Most of my clients are church referred, or they hear the radio show, and so they're coming. We have the same worldview, and that really helps.
You guys are kind of under attack these days. A lot of times in your practice, a lot of laws are coming, particularly with the anti-conversion stuff.
Yeah, and I don't. Fortunately, I have not run into that. A friend of mine ran into it just headlong, and there's actually he's part of a lawsuit, I think, that's still going on against the state of Washington for that. But I have not. I've worked with people who have reported gender dysphoria and a couple, and I've had some people call that were kind of like shady calls. It sounded like they were trying to walk me into a trap.
Interesting.
But the ones that I've dealt with, like the gender dysphoria, it's just turned out, it's a couple gals maybe, and this just turned out to be their tomboys.
Mm-hmm.
But in today's, terminology, tomboy isn't there. And it's so people get freaked out about things that have been with us since the dawn of,
it's a very strange world, but it seems like anxiety, depression are just very much on the rise in our culture. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Loneliness, too. I've heard they're using that as a term of an epidemic of loneliness coming through the pandemic.
Yeah.
And you're there, though, to help people. And you're kind of doing a refresher course this week on our show on kind of some of the things that you specialize in and how you approach counseling.
Yeah. Hope to answer some questions if people are out there curious and needing counseling. And so every once in a while, I go through my menu or my qualifications, et cetera.
And you can do counseling on Skype and different online counseling.
I do,
too.
And
that's really taken off.
That has taken off. There's more of that now since COVID, and people in outlying areas, they've been working from home and they've realized that they can use the computer, and so for a lot of them, it's become kind of the new way of. It used to be that people couldn't really feel that they could connect with counseling virtually, but now, you see, do all kinds of appointments.
Oh, yeah. My wife teaches piano over the internet.
Yeah, I've
heard
that.
Which is wild.
Yeah.
So I didn't think that could
be
done.
Yeah.
She still likes it in person better. Mm-hmm. You still, I would think, you'd prefer it in person as well.
Yeah, well, I'm in the past, I would say before COVID, and the way people used to use the online, more of a... I don't think it worked as well, but people have people take it more seriously now. If you get my meaning, I think before COVID, people saw it as not quite counseling. Mm. But since the COVID, and since so many people had been working virtually, and it's kind of become a new reality for people, it's almost the same. But it doesn't. In person is best.
Oh yeah.
Zoom or Skype, that's one removed.
Well, people go to church online now instead of church in person.
Bit different because I say about church, if you don't get close enough to be offended, you're not really at church.
Right.
You have to be there with the people. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big part of it.
But all options are open with counseling these days. And again, you are the Bible-based counselor and life coach. And how are those two things different?
Well, people try to there's sort of an overlap because I would say that counseling has more to do with it's more typically more problem focused and problem to solution. So there's more people sharing of their dilemma, and it has to do more with emotions, anxiety, depression, problems that they're stuck in. And so you tend to go problem, a lot of problem focus, and then you work towards solutions. Whereas counseling is sort of overlaps with that, I find, where counseling starts with kind of you're helping people to kind of reframe their life. It's not that they're having emotional difficulties or things pulling them back, although that can be part of it, but a lot of it is just they want to function at a higher level. So you're more talking about the way that they view their life, and then way of making changes and sustaining changes. Mm. So it's a little bit nuanced, and it's obviously every counseling situation eventually becomes a coaching situation. Mm. That actually brings up a similar point. People, I think I've heard people make a distinction between counseling and a counselor and a therapist. And just to be...
What's the difference?
Well, there isn't. And if you look online at counseling and therapy, or counseling and therapy, you'll find that terms are interchanged. But I think that people... maybe it's because they feel they want to justify how much they're paying, and they'd rather pay a therapist more money than a counselor.
But there is a difference between that and a psychiatrist.
Oh, yes. Yes.
A psychiatrist
is an MD, correct, yeah. But the counseling, I think people tend to, if they're going to make a differentiation, they probably stereotype counseling as more comforting, and therapy has more techniques, which every counselor has a technique if they've been around for long, and every therapist comforts. So there really is they're not differentiated. Even in the professional world, they're not differentiated. I think when people hear of like, for example, marriage and family therapist, well, they do have models that they work from, but they also use their heads. I mean, so it's kind of a mix, and I think all counselors are kind of that way. So if you're looking for if you're looking for counseling, and you can't make up your mind whether you want a therapist or a counselor, there isn't any difference. So,
okay. Well, what about another distinction of yours is you are a Bible based counselor. How does that play into what you do?
Well, so that's my worldview, and for me,
so
I've
biblical morality.
I was raised in a Christian home. That's been my life. Everything in my life, everything in reality turns on biblical reality. So, and another thing, I just love Bible study. I don't know if you've ever done this, but had a dream about a Bible study.
My wife maybe has.
I'm probably not the only person that's done that, but I've had dreams about Bible studies.
I have radio dreams.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. And so, it reminds me of the Psalms, Psalms 1, where it talks about, the man who, man or woman who meditates in God's law day and night. And for me, that's my lens. I just think of all the counseling I do, and in my personal life, everything relates back to, is it biblical? It's not that I'm trying to keep a biblical, kind of a law-restricted kind of lifestyle, but things to me make sense if they're... I'm not quite sure of them if I can't find them biblically, and that doesn't mean necessarily a Bible verse, but the precepts, the concepts, and the precepts.
Well, I know for me, a real practice for me has been a proverb a day, 31 proverbs, 31 days at least in a month, and I find myself always going back and reminiscing about biblical wisdom that comes from proverbs because that's so practical and kind of rubber meets the road.
You have to have it in your head. to get it into your heart.
Yeah.
If you don't know the word, the Spirit can't illuminate it. And so I have a friend who reads the Bible through every year he's been doing this for over 50 years. And it's just, I have not been that religious about it. I study the Bible. I'm more topical. I like topics, and I like areas of scripture. I've read through the Bible, but I admire these people who do it like every year. And he reads in parallel Bibles. So it's, I'll have a parallel Bible with several translations. People wonder about some of my experience. I've said raised in a Christian home, Christian school. I have been probably since the age of 19, one way or the other, I've been involved in either peer counseling or parapastoral counseling and then professional counseling for over 25 years as a licensed counselor. So I think one of the things that makes a counselor successful is a broad life experience. And that's one of the things that I'm really thankful for. The way I got into counseling was odd. It was really a God thing. It wasn't my intention.
You were a carpenter, right?
I was in construction. I did all kinds of construction. And back injuries, went to school, planned to take one track. Those classes suddenly weren't available, but I had a scholarship, so I had to have a class. So I enrolled in a psych class, and then and then here we are. But but I had always been interested in counseling, and in fact, back in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, people might recall a book by the name Competent to Counsel by, I think it was Adams, J. Adams, I think was the author of that. And it was a popular book, and a lot of the charismatic churches had kind of used that as their format. And I remember the church that I was, my wife and I were attending at the time, where to be a counselor in the church, all you had to do was really sit down with one of the pastors, and he would ask you a couple questions about your Christian life, and then you'd read this book, Competent to Counsel, and you're a counselor.
Okay.
And one of the things that I recognized in that church, that there were a lot of people there that did have some serious problems, and that method was just not helping them. And so I went the route of the secular training, and I don't use a lot of those secular models. Some of those are in my work simply because they're biblical and they make sense, but not a lot. Most of what I almost the vast majority of what I do is from my own life experience.
How would you say the secular approach to counseling is different from a biblical approach to counseling? What's the primary difference?
It's worldview.
Worldview.
Yeah, I think it's worldview.
Man-centered versus God-centered.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think a Bible-based counseling, and I've heard people have come to me, as a Christian, I'm not a unique person, but I think I could be unique as a counselor in some ways, because I've had people even come to me and say that they had contacted through an organization or some Christian organization a counselor, and they came away from that experience wondering if that person had actually been a believer. And so I think that people sometimes are, I don't do pastoral counseling. This is not, scripture verse, is going to heal everything.
Right.
When the Bible says, for example, taking thoughts captive, there's a process. It has to do with neurology in your brain and controlling the dopamine.
So you work in a lot of scientific method.
But I use it because it's all biblical. It makes sense in the Bible, and if you look, you can see it. You can see it there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're kind of getting a refresher course on Daniel's approach to counseling and coaching, and if you're intrigued by his approach and want to know more, maybe you need counseling in your life, or you know somebody who's going through an issue, maybe a marital situation. We'll talk about some of Daniel's specialties after the break. Daniel, how do people get in touch with you?
The phone number is 425-778-6169, 425-778-6169. People also email me through the website, BibleBasedCounselor.com. If you do that, would you please also provide a phone number? Because sometimes email gets caught in spam and junk mail, and people call me and say, you know, I emailed you a few weeks ago and you didn't get back to me. Mm-hmm. But I always do. And if people don't see the email, it's probably gone.
I have the same problem sometimes with email. At least I went through a phase there with you. Yeah. You and I were having a hard time with email.
That's right.
So we started using the phone instead.
Yeah. And offices, Kirkland and Edmonds.
Okay, back with more of the Sound Mind broadcast with Daniel Pryor in moments.
Hi, this is Daniel Pryor, counselor and life coach. Christian marriages are being attacked as never before, from outside and from within. Today more than ever before, you have to be proactive, learning to better be aware, to be more caring, and to be better communicators, recognizing and dealing with problems that are from within, from without, personal, or relational. And that's where I can help you. contact me through my website at BibleBasedCounselor.com or call me at 425-778-6169.
Sound Mind with Life Coach and Counselor Daniel Pryor. And now your host, Daniel Pryor.
Well, with co-host Mark Holland and Daniel discussing again some of his practice and what makes him different maybe from other counselors. He is a Bible-based counselor, kind of his philosophy of counseling this week. We talked about your general worldview issues. Now I want to get maybe more into some specifics of your approach and maybe your specialties in counseling, Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I deal with married people and individuals. Sometimes family counseling, as long as you don't have 12 kids,
right.
We'd have to have an auditorium. But I do some family counseling, but that typically turns out to be, you know, I want to put in place a couple of things for the family. You know, typically communication. A lot of times I wind up working with the parents just because, you know, children want their parents to have the answers and to be the heroes until they're like in their teens. Then they don't want any more advice. But I think even in our teens, it's always reassuring to know that our parents know some things. Mm. You know, I think for most kids, it gets pretty shaky if you were to think that your parents had no answers. But individual and marriage counseling is mostly what I do. I do emotional. You had some pointers there, but I do emotional that we had talked about. But I do some emotional, a lot of emotional. So this would be anxiety, depression. The way I approach is, of course, every case is obviously different and unique, and so it's not a shoe spoon thing. It's not a one size fits all. But this is basically where I go with this in my mind is that behaviors follow emotions, follow beliefs. So beliefs generate emotions about our experience, and the emotions about our experience result in behaviors in response to those emotions.
Being a Bible-based counselor, do you ever run into somebody who is too religious, maybe, in what they're dealing with, or, you know, really legalistic and thinking, and do you have to counteract that very much? Because religious people sometimes can have their own kind of neurosis, it seems.
Yeah, and what I've the way I would respond to that is that I think a lot of what I've seen in the past and experienced even in churches apart from counseling is a lot of times people have a knowledge of Scripture, but they haven't synthesized it in their life. They haven't applied it in their life, and mm-hmm. so it's almost their use of Scripture is almost there's a disconnect. For example, I mentioned the Scripture earlier about taking thoughts captive, and you know I've seen people just you know clench their fist and squeeze their face together and say, "I take that thought captive," which right. that isn't the way it's done. It's
right.
There's a process of you got to win the dopamine battle in your mind. And so you've got to change the narrative of the addiction or the behavior, and ultimately you're questioning the belief. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times what I find with Christians is that the answers are in the Scripture. The answers are in the Scripture, but the problem is not being able to see how the Scripture actually applies to my life. So I hold the Scripture up almost as though it's going to do something magical.
Right. Yeah, a lot of magical thinking. A lot of this... if I don't say the right thing, I'm mm-hmm. going to be cursing myself and some of this kind yeah. of really, which is more kind of superstitious yeah. in my thinking.
Yeah.
But people get really bound up in some of that.
Yeah.
Like word faith and, if I don't have enough, if I only have enough faith, it should be happening. Why right. isn't it happening?
Yeah. Or I've had people, a very stressful times, and I'll ask, do you pray? And now the reason I wouldn't ask this right out of the bat, but assuming that we've talked about these things and we've explored, the tools they're using, and so eventually it might get around to, do you pray about this? And one of the responses would be a typical response. Sometimes might be, kind of like, oh, sure, I pray, as though what's that got to do with it? But the thing is not knowing how that prayer, not knowing really the purpose of prayer, and that prayer is more for changing me than changing God. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, how to pray and what are we entitled to? We have a lot of, again, back to the magical thinking, we have these ideas that, you know, that we're on earth to just kind of enjoy things, and somehow God lost control of this, and so we don't enjoy things, so a lot of it, you know, is normalizing scripture and seeing how it is working in your life. Mm-hmm. Prayer is working in your life, mm-hmm. but trying to, you know, get an understanding of how it works and make it more real.
You deal a lot also with people with anger. In fact, I think you were like what's called anger management kind of counselor for a while. Mm-hmm. Also a lot of addiction. You think there's a definite connection between anger and addiction too.
Yeah, I use a model that I developed called Life Perspectives, and I do a seminar. I haven't for a while, but do a seminar, Faces of Anger. I have had people, and still do have people, come with specifically reporting specifically, I have an anger problem. My wife says I have an anger problem. My friends say, or my boss says I have an anger problem, and so I use this model, and it has to do with. Everyone is afraid and everyone is ashamed because we're mortal. And so this has to do with our pursuit, or dealing with that. We're pursuing value, control, and power, or value, control, and resources. We've talked about that on the show numerous times. And so anxiety, depression, addictions are all related to anger. Anger being, you know, a fear and shame-based defense mechanism associated with the gain or loss of value, control, and power. So there's I probably teach a half a dozen components to this model. They all go together. And it really doesn't matter whether it's anger or an addiction or an emotional up and down. This is a life perspective model that seems to work for all of these. I use it myself, and that's what that's where it came from, just, mm-hmm. you know, understanding my own emotional ups and downs. And also, when I was developing this model, it went hand in hand with a lot of the things that I was studying in psychology, and I could see that this is something that I think the Lord is showing me in my own life. But it also resonates with some of the really positive and the strongest models, even in the secular world, and with other Christian models as well. So mm-hmm. it's a good model, and mm-hmm. it works. You know, I just get quick results. With it. I get quick results. Yeah,
very directive kind of counseling mm-hmm. in that area. What about marriage? Marriage counseling.
Yeah, marriage counseling. Again, every marriage has its own character, but there are some things that are common to all, and I would say that you know, in marriage, you're talking about all kinds of things about honor, respect, loving, being courteous, being vulnerable. We talk about personalities and so many different things, but it all kind of comes back to what I call the triad, which is there's so much of marriage problems and solutions to problems that have to do with building trust and protecting trust. Mm. Also forgiveness, you know, how do you forgive, and understanding forgiveness, not just a word, but a process. Then the other one is communion, which takes in communication. So basically those three, and so a married couple will come to me. You know, we've talked about learning to like on the show, because a lot of married couples come to me when they, you know, they've been married for maybe for quite some time. You know, they just realize that we don't like each other. Mm-hmm. So part of that is, you know, again, building trust, forgiveness, communion, those kinds of things, yeah.
And then coaching, again, you're the counselor and life coach. In a nutshell, how does the coaching
coaching is really teaching these models, because, and I've had people with the life perspective model. I remember one person was an executive of a housing retirement community down in Tacoma, and was, you know, going through just being stressed out at work and stressed out in so many areas of his life. And so I taught this life perspective about your world getting larger or smaller. And he took a picture of the kind of the diagrams that I have and reduced them down and had them plated and as a folder on his kind of on his desk so that he would just glance at it. If he was having us in the middle of a stressful meeting with someone, he would just he would just look down at that and remember some of the things that we had talked about. And so but coaching is a lot of just teaching these models. Yeah.
Okay, life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor and his practice, been associated with KCIS listeners for quite a while, continues to want to help you. If you're listening today, you have an issue with marriage, an issue with addiction or depression of some kind, he would love to help you. How do people get in touch with you, Daniel?
Yeah, the phone number is 425-778-6169, 425-778-6169. People email me through the website, BibleBasedCounselor.com, where you'll find a lot of podcast shows. You can listen to them again and share them. If you do email me, please, would you include a phone number so that I can be sure and get back with you if the email doesn't work? Office Kirkland and Edmonds.
Okay, always good stuff. Sound Mind with Daniel Pryor on KCIS.
You've been listening to Sound Mind with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor. For more information about Daniel Pryor and his services, visit BibleBasedCounselor.com. Daniel has offices in Kirkland and Edmonds. To make an appointment, call 425-778-6169. Be sure to tune in each Tuesday afternoon at 1 p.m. for Sound Mind with Daniel Pryor.